We're going to go to the Word of the Lord for a little bit here this morning, the book of Hebrews chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22, amen. When you get there, say something. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. Hebrews 10, 22, let us draw near. Everybody said, draw near, draw near. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure waters, pure water. Let us draw near. Amen. I want to preach along that line here this morning. Let us draw near. And it really is the heartbeat of God. The heartbeat of God is not to dictate to us from a million miles away or to sit on a throne and point fingers and just make commandments and everybody follows those commandments. But God, by His nature, amen, the nature of God and the Word of God declares that He wants us to draw near to Him because He wants to draw near to us. Praise the Lord. And we're going to look at it here this morning, and let's pray together. Let's ask for the help of the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank You this morning for the Word of God. We thank You for the truth today. We're asking You to anoint it. Speak to our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. You can be seated this morning. And it's good to be here. Good to see all of you here this morning. You know, when we take the time to look at the Word of God, and we take the time to look at the nature of God, we find one thing that at least one, and there are many others that we could look at, when we talk about the nature of God and the Word of God, or how the Word of God speaks about the nature of God, one of those things is that God desires relationship. Amen. He desires relationship. When God created the angels, He created them for relationship. And it was when Satan fell from grace and fell from that relationship that the troubles began. But God is interested in relationship. He is not interested in reveling in His position as God or in a lonely existence in heaven. Amen. But from the very beginning of creation, God has had a desire to have fellowship with mankind. Amen. Now, I don't know if you think that's very exciting, but I think that's very exciting today. And not just relationship, not a distant relationship or something that is casual or something along that line, but God desires us to draw near. Amen. He wants us to draw near to Him in full assurance of faith. And I have faith this morning that God wants to touch us here today. Amen. I believe that this should excite us, and we could go to several places here. First, we could go to the book of Genesis, and you don't have to turn there this morning. But the Bible says that God breathed into man the breath of life. God drew a figure of a man out in the dust of the earth, and then God breathed into that dirt, and man became a living soul. And the Scripture says that daily God had communication. God spoke with Adam. Adam spoke with God. I tell you, that would have been a very exciting place to be. Amen. When God came around and Adam heard the voice of the Lord, Adam, where are you? I'm over here, Lord. And they began a communication with each other. They began to talk with one another. Amen. I think that's really awesome. There is something really awesome about someone that you are having relationship with, if it's a friend, if it's your husband or your wife or whatever the situation is. It's really exciting to have someone that you can talk to that understands where you're at, and they're willing to listen to you. Amen. Relationship is not all talking. Have you ever been around someone and, well, praise the Lord, I'm going to get myself in trouble here this morning. But, you know, when you talk with them, that's all they do is talk. Amen. Have you ever had anybody like that? All right, praise the Lord. All they do is talk, and then when they're done, after you've listened for 2 hours and 55 minutes, they say, boy, it was sure good having a conversation with you, and really enjoyed that, you know. And so you just take it for what it is and go on. Amen. And sometimes I'm afraid that that's the way it is with us and God. That we feel like prayer is just a lot of talk, and we're supposed to go to God, and we're just supposed to talk to Him and go through the Lord's Prayer and emanate that somehow or another, and that it's all our talking to God. But the truth of the matter is, the Lord wants to talk to us. God wants to speak to us. God wants to have a close relationship. He wants us to draw near. Amen. And when we look at this creation, God breathed into him the breath of life, and God gave Adam and Eve the power of choice. And you say, well, why was there a devil in the garden? They didn't know the difference between good and evil. Why was there a tree of the knowledge of good and evil right there? And they didn't know. They were innocent. And why did he put the tempter there to cause this to happen? Well, I believe this morning that God is not just interested in relationship, but God is interested in close relationship. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that he is interested in intimate relationship, where we can go to him and talk to him, and where he can come to us and talk to us. I have a lot of scripture that I could use this morning. One of them, of course, would be Abraham. And God is ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And instead of just going and doing what he was planning to do, he said, am I going to do this without telling my friend what I'm getting ready to do? There's something about that that just really touches my heart. And I really have a desire today to be God's friend. And when my name is brought up, that there would be a smile on his face, so to speak. Amen. That God would say, I know him. He's a friend of mine. And we talk regularly. I texted someone this morning, and it was it's someone that I haven't had communication with in a while, and it was a preacher, and I texted him, and he texted me back, and he said, "Oh, it's good to hear from you," and so on and so forth. And then at the end, he said, "Let's keep in touch." Amen. Let's keep in touch. There is something in the heart of each and every one of us that wants to keep in touch. Amen. There's something inside of us that wants to communicate and have relationship. Praise the Lord. And so God, in his desire this morning, Exodus 25 and verse 8, it says here, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." Praise God. And when you look at this, this tabernacle plan, we can see that when God instituted it, he put it right in the center of the nation. As they traveled through the desert, this tribe would be here, another tribe here, and the 12 tribes would be laid out in a circle, so to speak. And in the center of that circle was the tabernacle. In the very, very back of this room, or this portable church, if you please, was the holiest of holies. And Exodus 29 and verse 46, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Amen. Now, if you don't like the people that you're around, most of us will go to people that we feel comfortable with. Amen. That we like, that we want to be around. And I'm just so thankful for our church. Amen. I'm just thankful for the blessings that God has given us here. And somebody could say amen. 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 I'm thankful for our church. And love each and every one of you. I don't have any bad feelings when I come to the house of God. And God felt that way about his people. God felt that way about his people. He wanted to be among them. I want to dwell among them. I want to be there when they're talking inside of their tents. I want to be there when they get together and they have a good time together. I want to be there. And I want to dwell among them. And so God made this tabernacle, and in the holiest of holies is where the presence of God dwelt, and it was for the express reason for man to approach unto him, and he wanted to dwell among them. He wanted to be close because he loved them. Now think about that this morning. God loved them. Is there anyone in your life that you love? Is there anyone in your life that you really care about and you enjoy being around that person and you want to be around that person? There is that same feeling in the heartbeat of God, amen, in the mind of God, in the emotion of God, in the desire of God. God wants to dwell among us. That's why Jesus said, if two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm going to be there because I want to be there. I like to be around people like this. Amen. I want to draw near to them, and he is near. In fact, he is here this morning. Praise God. He is with us here this morning. And he did this. He made it with a way to approach so that his relationship would be a quality relationship. Think about it here this morning. When we approach God in the tabernacle, you had to go to the altar of sacrifice first. Then you had to go to the brazen laver and wash in the water. And that, of course, is a representation of repentance and water baptism. And then you pass through the holy place, which was the daily place of worship. And then you go into the holiest of holies. And the holiest of holies was the presence of God. If they did not do everything correctly, then the high priest would be smitten dead when he passed through that veil. And of course, there are a lot of shadows, types and shadows that that we can glean from this. But you say, well, God wants to have relationship with us. It sounds to me like he's pretty strict. And if you don't do everything right, he's going to kill you. Amen. That's not really the point here this morning. And that's not the way God feels. But the truth of it is, who wants to be involved in a cheap relationship? Well, praise the Lord. I don't want to necessarily have a close relationship with somebody that's two-faced. I want somebody that's real. I want somebody that when they say I love you, they really mean it from their heart. And not only is it going to be words, And this is where we get into some of the new modern things that are going on in religion in our society today. Salvation is just some words that come out of your mouth. A relationship with God is just going to church, and that's just about it. And it's not something that is quality. You know what? God's looking for more than just words, and He is looking for words. He inhabits the praise of His people. But when we lift our hands, the Bible says that we should lift up holy hands. Without fear, without wrath, and without doubting. And so it's not just what we say, it's the life that we live. When we lift up holy hands, amen, when we can hold up our hands and say, there's no blood on our hands, Lord, look at my hands. Amen. They're pure. They're clean. Amen. I haven't done anybody wrong. I haven't done you wrong. I haven't spoken evil of anyone. I haven't spoken evil of you. And when I come to lift up my hands to worship, it is more than just an act that I do, and it's more than just words that I say. It's backed up by the life that I'm living. Well, praise the Lord. And when you want to get into relationship here this morning, God made a way to approach so that He could measure the quality of the one that was approaching. Amen. And He would kill the relationship if there was not sincerity upon the part of the comer. Amen. And it, of course, has a lot of shadows, types and shadows that go along with it. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 8, it says, the Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing. Amen. And so the way into the holiest was not yet made manifest. And when was it made manifest? When was it that God changed the method of approach into the holiest of holies? Well, it was when Jesus died on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple was rent or torn in two from top to bottom, and it opened the door to the holiest of holies. And now, amen, we must go to the altar of sacrifice. We can't approach God in a different way today than what they did in the Old Testament. We must come, as Scripture says, that none shall come before me empty, but there must be a sacrifice. There has to be an offering that we bring to God. Amen. We have reduced God to a big Santa Claus in heaven, and He's there for us to go and ask Him for things, and He's there to bless us, and He has all the toys that we'll ever want, and all we've got to do is ask Him, and He'll give them to us. But it's not true. Amen. And what we must do is repent. Romans chapter 6 and verse 6, that the old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. And so the Bible says we are crucified with Him. Everybody said with Him. And so that's what relationship is, isn't it? It's with Him. It's with her. It's with a friend. It's with, a loved one, a relative. It's with them. You can't have much of a relationship if you're not with them from time to time. You can't have a relationship unless you're with them in what they're doing in life and their goals and their dreams and all of that. Amen. Don't get involved in relationship to try to change somebody. Get involved in a relationship because that person resonates with you. Well, praise the Lord, because you're not going to change anybody. God did not give us the power to change anybody, but that relationship is with Him. Amen. If I could talk about a friend of mine, Fred Ates, We are together. We believe the same thing. I'm with him. He's with me. Amen. He's got my back, and I'm glad. If I ever need somebody to have my back, it's Fred. Amen. I had to go somewhere one time and apologize to someone, and I won't go into it. It wasn't a sin that I'd committed or anything, but I thought the person was mad, and I said, Fred, I want you going with me, because if trouble breaks out, I want you on my back. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. And there was no trouble. Praise God. But sometimes it's good to have a friend. I remember going to the maximum security prison in Hutchison to baptize Rapity's dad, and Brother Reed went with me. And Brother, I'm a little bit taller than Brother Reed, and I'm a little bit broader shoulder than he is. And he went with me, and he had dark sunglasses on. And I said, if anybody asks who you are, I'm just going to tell them you're my bodyguard. Amen. I don't know how good that would have worked or how intimidating that would have been. But if you're going to have a relationship, you got to be with the person. Praise God. Got to be with them. And so if we're going to have the same attitude toward God as God has toward us. Amen. We've got to be with him. It's not a one-way street here. It's not a one-way relationship. God so loved the world. Okay, I accept your love. Well, what about the love that you have to give back to him? You've got to be with him. You can't make it a one-way relationship. And that's where we frustrate the grace of God, as the scripture says. God can be frustrated. Have you ever been frustrated because you've gone out of your way to bless somebody and they turned their back on you and rejected you? Nobody. All right. Awesome. Praise God. Well, you're doing real good. I've got my hand up. Amen. Anytime you get involved in ministry, that's going to happen. It's going to happen a lot. Amen. And you can't let it affect you. You just keep on looking for somebody that you can get with. Amen. Somebody that's with you and you're with them. Praise God. And so what did the Lord do? He loved. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave. And so he came to this world and went to Calvary and died. Amen. That was God's way of expressing his love to you and I. And so if we are going to express our love back to God, we must die as well. Well, praise the Lord. Am I missing everybody here this morning? I'm telling you, that if we're going to be with him, his message has got to resonate with us. His life must resonate with our life. We've got to be with him. He wants to draw near to us. And so we look at what he did. He died on Calvary. Amen. And so Romans 6:6 says we are crucified with him. And that, of course, is repentance, genuine repentance. Not coming to the world. He didn't come to the world and say, I love you. You know, James talked about it that way, only he talked about it as works. And the works that he was talking about there was just the expression of God from the heart of God. God didn't come to this world and say, be ye warmed and filled, and then leave. No, he didn't do that. He expressed his desire and his love by going to the cross and dying. Amen. That's why it says, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. God's looking for a quality relationship. He's looking for someone that feels the same way about him as he feels about us. Praise God. And then Romans 6:4, and it says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism. And so he died, and then he was buried. Can you imagine the humility of God to go to the cross? The Bible says he humbled himself unto the death of the cross. And so God was so willing to have a near relationship, a close relationship with mankind, that he was willing to humble himself. He was willing to come down. Amen. He didn't have to. He was God. He had the power to do whatever he wanted to do, but God condescended. He came down, and not only did he come down, he robed himself in the form of a man. Stepped into the body of a man and walked the face of this earth. Oh, praise God. You know why? Because he was expressing an extreme desire for quality relationship. He didn't want just anybody. He doesn't want just anybody as a friend. Don't misunderstand, amen, the nature of God. Well, praise the Lord. Don't misunderstand the nature of God. We're at a place in our generation today where if you live a deviant lifestyle, the answer to that is, well, God is love and God accepts everybody the way they are. I'm telling you this morning, God does not accept everybody the way they are. He does not. And in fact, the Bible says all liars in the book of Revelation are going to go to hell. Amen. All fornicators are going to be lost for eternity. All of those that live a perverted, immoral lifestyle, all thieves, all covetous, the Bible says they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19 through 21. It does make a difference how you live. And the very reason is that God is not looking for just anybody to have relationship with. He wants quality relationship. It is not his will that any should perish, and it is the will of God that all be saved. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. That's his will. It's his will that all of humanity and him can have a close relationship. Praise God. But I'm sure that God knows, and we know this morning, that that is not going to happen. Because Jesus said, broad is the gate, wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many are going to go in thereat. Praise God. Jesus rose again. Amen. He rose again. So he died, he was buried, and he rose again. That's the essence of the gospel this morning. And so we must die in repentance. We must be buried with him in baptism. And then we rise to walk in a newness of life in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's why the scripture says, if the Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. Praise God. And so we must have the Holy Ghost, but we must not just have the Holy Ghost, but we must rise with him. Praise God. We die with him, we are buried with him, and we rise with him. And the reason is we want a close relationship. I'm with him. I'm with him. Praise God. And if we're not with him, then he will feel the same way that you and I feel when someone comes across to you like they're not with you. Praise the Lord. You ever been around someone and you try to talk to them and make friends with them, and they're constantly looking off and looking at their watch and they look uncomfortable, and as soon as they can, they say, well, you know what, I got to go. And all of that. You know, recently I had someone wanted to have a friendship. And in 20-some-odd years, they've never called me. They've never had anything to do with me, never asked how are you doing. And so all of a sudden, they get real friendly. How do you feel when someone does that? You get the feeling like, now, what do you want from me? Amen. You're trying to get something from me because now all of a sudden you're acting differently than what you did before. Amen. God's smart, folks. He knows us from the inside and the out. Amen. He knows us very, very intimately. And so this way of the holiest was not yet made manifest. And the Bible says that this holiest was the closest place. This is where the priest went in and spoke with God face to face, where there was a close relationship. There was an intimate relationship, and God would speak to him, and he would speak to God. Amen. But that was a picture. That was a shadow of things to come in the New Testament. In fact, in Joel chapter 2 and verse 28, the Bible says, "In the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy," so on and so forth. And then different prophecies as well. But I get the sense from these scriptures that God is getting excited. Amen. He was excited about his children in the Old Testament. They didn't realize it. They missed him. And it was not really set up where everybody could approach unto him. Amen. But it was a plan for the future. It was a plan for the New Testament. Let's look at it. John chapter 1 and verse 1. I want to look at this here this morning, and I hope I'm coming across so you can get it here today. John chapter 1 and verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, by God, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Amen. And what did God use when He made everything? Amen. Some people say it was Jesus Christ, but it was not the man Jesus Christ that was there in the beginning. The Bible does not bear that out. Amen. He was in the world. I'm sorry, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. What was it that made the worlds? It was the Word of God. And God said, "Let there be light." And so the Word proceeded from God. The Word was God. Amen. You cannot disassociate God's Word and God. And so when we go to scriptures here that say, "God so loved the world," amen, you can take that literally this morning, that God so loved, amen. God had such extreme desire for relationship that He came, amen, and that's John 3:16, "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." But if you go to 1 John 3:16, it says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, in that He laid down His life for us." Amen. He humbled Himself unto the death of the cross. And don't tell me that God did not have emotion when they rejected Him. Don't tell me that God did not have feelings of sorrow. The Bible says that Jesus was a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, because He was used to rejection. He was rejected here, He was rejected there, amen. And when He went to the cross, God Almighty, who was dwelling in Christ, amen. The Bible says, "To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself." And so it was not a God inside of another God. Amen. It was the man, Jesus Christ, and God Almighty dwelling in Him. And He was with Him all the way as they nailed His hands and His feet to the cross. God was inside of Jesus Christ. Amen. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. He was in Christ while the thieves railed upon Him. He was in Christ as they fed Him the vinegar on the end of a stick. Amen. He was in Christ as he suffered, and he began to be laboring in his breathing. Amen. The pain and the suffering of the cross. God Almighty felt all of those feelings. Amen. Don't ever get the idea that God is way out there somewhere in the universe, and you're never going to find him. I'm telling you, he has an extreme desire for relationship. And it wasn't until that man, Jesus Christ, became the propitiation for our sins. And the Bible says that he became sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. And if you believe that the man, Jesus Christ, is somehow or another a second God in a multiple God triune Godhead, I'm telling you, then you believe that God became sin. But when he became sin, the man, Jesus Christ, took on all of our sins, amen, that's when he cried out and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? God left that body as the sins of all of past humanity, all present and all future humanity came upon him, and he bore the sins of many, the Bible says, and he became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. God went all the way to the very end, amen, to show you and I how close he wants to be to us. I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. I know the Lord is here today. You know why? Because he wants to get close to you. John chapter 14 and verse 5. Let's look at another scripture here this morning. And I'm going to be finishing here in just a little bit. But let's look at it. John 14 and verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and henceforth you know him and have seen him. Praise God. Is that a contradiction in the Scriptures where it says in another place that no man hath seen God? Is it a contradiction to the Scriptures that say that he is the invisible God? Amen. We can't see him. We can't perceive him from our eyesight because he is the invisible God. Here comes Jesus Christ, and he's talking about the Father. Who was the Father of Jesus Christ? It was the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20 and 21, that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. God is holy. God is a spirit. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, same thing. Amen. God is a spirit. Spirits are invisible unless they choose to be visible. Amen. And so God is the invisible God. Amen. He said here in John chapter 14, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Praise God. And in truth, Jesus Christ was 100% man, and he was 100% God at the same time. That is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh. Thomas was a little confused about it. Folks do get confused about it. And he said, Philip there in verse 8 said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. We want to see your Father, this Father that you're talking about. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Amen. From henceforth you know him and have seen him. Amen. Jesus Christ was the expression of the Word of God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. And that's where folks get off of truth and say that Jesus Christ is he was the eternal Christ, that he dwelt with God from the beginning, and so he was there eternally. I'm telling you this morning, it does not say anywhere in the Bible that Jesus is the eternal Son of God. It is not found in the Scripture anywhere. Why? I'll tell you why. Because he had a birthday, he was begotten, amen, and you cannot be begotten and be eternal, amen. He was the Son of God, amen, because he was literally propagated by God himself in the womb of Mary. And he was the Son of Man because he was the son of Mary and Joseph, and actually Mary. Amen. Well, praise God. When you see Jesus Christ, you see the expression of God Almighty. So what does that mean? That means that God has such an extreme desire for relationship that he robed himself in the body of a man. And he came along and he put his arm around somebody. Stand up for just a second, Fred. I don't want you falling asleep this morning. Let's go for a walk. Put your arm around my shoulder. Amen. This is how friends do it sometimes. I don't have a problem putting my arm around you and patting you on the shoulder. There's times I just pat him on the shoulder. I'll mess around with him sometimes and I'll go, oh. And Fred just smiles. Go ahead and sit down. That's a friendship. But if you're, you know, 4 feet apart and you never look at each other and you never talk to each other, who's that? Oh, that's my friend. You say, wow, boy, that's good friendship, isn't it? You're going for the quality stuff here. But I'm telling you today, God went for the quality stuff. Amen. He went out of his way first of all, and now he's just waiting for somebody to go out of their way to come to him. Amen. Not just in walking to an altar and say, I accept the Lord as my personal Savior. And that's it. You now have a close relationship with God. I'm telling you, try it with your earthly relationships. Just try it. Hey, I accept you as my friend. You're my friend now. Thanks a lot. Oh, by the way, what's your name? You know, he's going to say, huh? What kind of deal is this? Who is this? What kind of stranger is this? Amen. We haven't become friends yet. Amen. We haven't really discussed anything. I don't know who you are. I don't know how you feel about me. I don't really know you that well. Amen. God is the same. Praise the Lord. He is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so he expressed to Philip here who he was. And then in Acts chapter 2, it came to pass. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. I know we're all so super, super excited about this here this morning, but I'm really excited about it because I have a tremendous opportunity today. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one mind and one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Praise God. As a rushing, mighty wind. Why was it like that? Because all through the ages, amen, God was preparing for a close relationship with man. It wasn't going to be in the holiest of holies anymore. It wasn't going to be through a high priest anymore. Praise God. It was going to be up and close. Amen. Just me and you. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. I want to be in you. I want to dwell in you. I want to I want to have that close relationship. And the Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to say amen. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. How could they do that? There's only one way. They were with God and God was with them. We are crucified with Him. We are buried with Him. And now we're going to rise with Him. We are going to go together in this thing. Praise God. It's not me by myself. It's not Jesus somewhere and I've got to find Him. No, we're walking together now. We're friends. Amen. We're close. We're very close. And in fact, He's living in me. He's moving in me. He's changing me more and more into His image. That's the will of God. That's the desire of God for relationship with humanity, with you, with me. Praise God. And you could go to Acts chapter 10, and the Holy Ghost was poured out on the Gentiles. Amen. It wasn't just now for the Jew, which was Acts chapter 2, but now in Acts chapter 10, it's for the Gentile. Amen. God's desire. He was so excited about filling His people with the Holy Ghost, and now He's going to move over to the Gentiles. I'm going to fulfill Joel 2:28, and I'm going to pour my Spirit out upon all flesh. It is my desire to fill everybody in the whole world with my presence. Amen. It would be God's dream, if you please, that every man, woman, boy, and girl on the face of the earth would be full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. There's a revival taking place in Madagascar right now. And millions of people are receiving the Holy Ghost. Can you just imagine the heartbeat of God through all of that? Just thinking about that from the aspect of God's emotion and God's desire for relationship. Praise the Lord. And you say, well, there's healings and there's all sorts of things going on. Well, what about us? Amen. Well, I'll tell you, I've got a feeling that they showed Him they really wanted to be friends. And folks, we got to show Him that we want to be friends. I want to be your friend, God. I don't want to be a friend of the world. I want to be a friend of God. Some things that they have over there that they don't have over there that we have. Amen. We have such access to the world. We have all of our access to the internet. Some of those folks don't even have a running water in their house, let alone a cell phone or a internet connection or any of those things. Amen. And so they focus on Jesus. What we focus on is so different. Amen. But I'm here to tell somebody. I felt like I'm going to be preaching to somebody here this morning. Amen. God wants to be up and close. Amen. Not just through your study of the Word, but in a personal relationship in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you'll begin to speak in other tongues. Amen. How's that going to happen? God's going to take control of your tongue. God's going to take control of your will. Amen. God's going to take control of everything. And you'll begin to speak in another language as the Spirit of God gives the utterance, so that when you're praying, you're with Him. Amen. Praise God. I think that's why we get discouraged in prayer sometimes, because we call Him up on the phone and all we do is talk. And we say, well, I never have heard from God. Well, He couldn't talk because all you were doing was talking. Amen. Well, God, you never talked to me. Well, God could say, well, you never listen. Amen. But He wants us to listen. Stop for a minute. Get all the noise out of your life. Amen. Like Brother Wheeler preached here one time. Amen. Get all the noise out of your life and just listen Amen. Be sensitive to the voice of God, and God will begin to speak to your heart and talk to you about things. Amen. And I'm telling you, when God speaks, it's a wonderful thing. It's life-changing. It'll help you. It'll bless you. Praise God. Acts 10, they received the Holy Ghost. And then if that was not enough, God turned to the Samaritans. Praise God. In Acts chapter 8, he turned to the Samaritans, which were a cross between the Jew and the Gentile. They were looked at as lower than dogs. Amen. But God filled the entire city of Samaria with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what? It's his desire to do that again. It's his desire to do it here this morning. Praise God. It's his desire to touch us. Why? Because he wants to be very close to us. God desires, amen, for us to draw near unto him. Matthew 24 and verse 21, here's how we're going to make it, or here's what we're going to probably go through. Matthew 24, 21, musicians, would you come this morning? Amen. For then shall be great tribulation. Everybody said great tribulation. Maybe you feel like you're going through great tribulation right now. Maybe you're going through some things in your life and you're praying and you're asking God to help you and you're praying and seeking after God. That's a good thing. But when Jesus talked about prayer, he said, don't use vain repetitions as the heathens do. Don't get a set thing that you say and just say that over and over and over again. Just try it with a friend and call them up on the phone. And when they answer the phone, say, hey, friend, man, I like you. Hey, friend, man, I like you. Hey, friend, man, I like you. 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 Man, I like you, friend. Click. Your friend's going to hang up on you. Try it with your wife or your husband. Well, don't do it. Take her by the hand and say, I love you. 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 After just a few minutes, get away from me. What? Oh. You know, then you go to the counselor, and the counselor says, well, what's the problem? Well, I tell her I loved her, and she slapped me, making it look like it's her fault. That's not going to work. Did you hear me this morning? It's not going to work. Amen. It's just not going to work. We're going to go through great tribulation. We're going to go through a time of trouble, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And can I just comment here before I finish this morning? No? Amen. Yes. All right. We're going to make it through September 23rd. All right? Praise God. The end of the world is not going to come on September 23rd, so don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. And you just mark it down. Pastor Worth said it. And if the end of the world comes on September 23rd and I'm wrong, I'll resign as pastor. Well, it won't matter. The end of the world will be here. You can get you a prophet or something. Amen. But it's going to be all right. It really is. Folks play around with these sorts of things. And I believe that there will be signs in the heavens. I do believe that because the scripture says that, but I don't believe that we really understand it. And in fact, I did a little bit of research on it, and one person that was propagating all of this, they were talking about what was going to happen and all these things, and then all of a sudden they turned, and they said that the Lord began to show them things, and then they started prophesying. And one of the things the Lord showed them was, Well, I'm not going to go into it here this morning, but it was obviously not scriptural. Amen. And we're not going to go that direction. But you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have great tribulation. How can I make it through the time of trouble? Well, I don't know about you. I can't make it by myself. I don't do good by myself. Amen. You say, well, I'm a rock. I can make it by myself. Well, God bless you. I hope you know what you're doing. But God did not make man and put him in the garden by himself. And in fact, God said it is not good that a man dwell alone.
Right.
We need a helpmate.
Right.
Praise God. I need help. And not only do I need help from my wife, I need help from God. I need a friend. I don't want to go through life without any friends. Oh, well, I've gotten hurt. I don't want any friends. You know what? You're missing out. You're missing out. Amen. We went out with a couple of folks yesterday, had lunch together or dinner together at Abuelo's. They called us up and said, hey, we want you to go with us. All right. It's a preacher and his wife. And we was calling each other by our first name. Can you believe that? It wasn't Brother Worse and Sister Worse and so on. No, it was Randy and Kathy. You know why? Because they're friends. Praise the Lord. Y'all are looking at me funny here this morning. They're friends. Amen. I'll go around and I'll say, Sister Courtney. But then there's times I'll just say Courtney. Well, there's times I'll say Brother Daryl. And just times I'll say Daryl. And, you know, sometimes I'll say Sister Christine or I'll say Christine. And why? I'll tell you why. Because I consider all of you to be my friend. Praise the Lord. I do. I feel a closeness. Amen. If you're going to make it through the time of trouble and tribulation, you're going to have a friend.
Right.
And you need Jesus as your friend. Amen. Revelation 7:14, he said, who are these? And John didn't know. He said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation. How did they do it? They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And they loved not their lives to the end. Amen. They washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. What does that mean? That means they got so close to Jesus. They got so close to God that he washed their sins away and the two became one.
Amen.
That's God's desire for us. That's God's desire for me and for you and for all of us here this morning is to get close. Amen. How are we going to make it? How's the church going to make it through these times of trouble and tribulation? And those things do come. Amen. It seems to me here that the Word of God is just screaming out. They made it by being close. Amen. Not just church close.
Right.
Come on now. Not just church close, not just position close. I'm a Sunday school teacher. I'm a janitor. I do this or I do that. Listen, folks, it's got to be more than that.
Right.
I'm not just a church member.
Right.
Amen. I love to come to the house of God. I love to worship the Lord. I love to hear preaching. Amen. But I'm telling you what, that's not close enough. It's not close enough. I've got to be close so that when I go to God in prayer, amen, I can break out in the Spirit easily. I can begin to talk in tongues, amen, and let the Spirit of God begin to move, amen, because, friend, there's going to be a time in your life when you're going to need God. And if everything's okay right now, God bless you. But I'm telling you, who wants a friend that only shows up when they're in trouble?
Right.
You know, your phone rings and the caller ID comes up and your heart goes, oh no, not that one again. They need $5. They need They want me to come and move their second cousin removed from whatever. Oh, no. All they're doing is asking for things. All they're doing is wanting something from me. But when everything's okay, I never see them. They never come around. Amen. They're not a part of my life. I'm telling you today, we've got to get closer than that. You say, well, if somebody's like that, what do I do? Well, you just treat other people the way you want to be treated. Amen. Just treat them the way you want to be treated. Go out of your way. If it doesn't work out, then go to somebody else. You'll find a friend. You'll find somebody that'll resonate with you. You know what? That's exactly what God's doing. God's reaching out. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. My pastor used to say, many are cold, but few are frozen. Praise the Lord. And it's true. It's true. Praise God. Smile just a little bit this morning. It's okay. Let's stand together this morning. I don't want to just go to God in time of trouble, but in the time of trouble, we can go to Him because we're friends. We're friends. I can call a friend. There's a few people that I could call and say, hey, man, I've got a problem. I've got trouble. Can you help me? And they'd say, I'll help you to the best of my ability. If I don't have enough money, I'll give you what I can. Amen. Because we're limited, aren't we? But when we go to God, God says, I've got it all. We have not because we ask not, and we receive not because we've asked amiss. I think sometimes we don't receive in our prayer life is because the only time we go to God in prayer, the only time we go to God in prayer is when we have a need. Oh no, not him again, not her again. Oh, I've got to hear the whole story. I've got to hear them tell me what I need to do for them. Amen. Instead of just a phone call that says, hey, I've been thinking about you, and I just wanted to hear your voice. Praise God. I just wanted to know that we're still connected. Amen. I called somebody yesterday, I think it was, and, hey, Greg, how are you doing? I said, you know what? Just checking on you. Amen. It's my good friend, Brother Scott, down in Sheridan. And he just opened up, began to talk to me about what's going on, and things are not going well. We need to pray for him. He's got cancer and has a hernia that's rupturing, and he needs prayer. He's sick. I said, listen, I just called to check on you. Just wanted to touch base with you. I don't need anything. I don't want anything. I'm just checking on you. Just want to hear your voice. And I could tell there was a relief on the other end of the line. My friend's calling me. My friend's talking to me. It's going to be all right. I'm not in this by myself. I've got a friend going with me through it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost that we feel here this morning. And I'm asking you today, God, lay your hand upon this church. Lay your hand upon us, God, and help us to see the reality of how you feel about relationship and the extremes that you would go to have a love relationship with us. Help us today. Touch us today, Lord. Lay your hand upon us in Jesus' name. Help us to go the same distance to reach out to you, to love you. I'm not coming to church. It's not a church relationship, but it's a personal relationship that I have with you in Jesus' name this morning. In Jesus' name. Can we give him thanks this morning? Can we give him thanks this morning? Praise God.